In Lord's Day 31 of the Catechism, the three questions and answers that are in it really are flowing out of the end of answer 82, where, according to the order of Christ and his apostles, certain persons are to be excluded from the Lord's Supper by the office of keys until they amend their lives. And so then Lord's Day 31 follows up asking, what is the office of the keys? And then asking how that works. So the keys are two. The keys are preaching and Christian discipline. Preaching serves to open and shut. Christian discipline serves to shut and open. You might notice that difference in how the questions are phrased. Question 84, how is the kingdom of heaven opened and shut? And question 85, how is the kingdom of heaven shut and opened by Christian discipline? There is something of a meaning in the difference in phrasing there, and that is that, of course, the preaching of the gospel is opening the kingdom of heaven to people who have not been in it before. It's a summons. It's an invitation. It's a door thrown open so that they can come in by faith, so that they can believe, that they can be included by faith. Then Christian discipline, of course, is applied to those who have already made a profession of faith, to those who already belong to the church in one way or another. And so that's why it says shut and opened, because it may become necessary, because of dereliction in doctrine, in life, or both, to then exercise discipline, to shut the door, so to speak, but always with that hope of restoration, with the hope of being able to open that door again. So the preaching of the gospel opens the doors to those who are without. Christian discipline can shut the doors against those who have already come in, but then it can open those doors again for restoration, which of course is always the goal in the exercise of discipline.